Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in a battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station that you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our special guest, Tal Brook, from the Spiritual Counterfeits Project, and we're going to be talking about the move towards world government. And really, we're talking about a world dictatorship. There really are people who want a dictatorship, and they want to control it. And as incredible as it may seem, everything is coming into play and falling into place right now. Was it announced just this last week that there are built into your cell phones, which ones we're not sure, but many of the cell phones, a little microphone that the FBI can activate so that you may not even know, but you're being listened to. If you have a cell phone there, they can listen to your conversations. Why would they have built that microphone in there? Why, very simply, the planning here is long range. And recently, Bob Chapman had mentioned in his newsletter, the International Forecaster, that many of the PC computers actually have that. I checked it out on the web, and they talked about many of the laptops having it, and if they're in the laptops, a microphone specifically put in there so they can listen to your conversation. Now, you say, why would they do that? Why, have you read George Orwell's 1984? It's coming to pass now. I mean, you go to London, why, every place you look, there are video cameras, they're watching you. They can certainly listen to your conversations remotely. They can listen if you have a cell phone with you. You don't have to have it turned on. They can turn it on for you and listen to everything you're saying. We're moving towards the authoritarian state. We're moving towards 1984 today. Tal Brook, thanks very much for being with us.
You
know, Tal, are you there?
That when we covered the last topic together on the whole, you know, the recent Military Commissions Act and some of that, you know, the end around the unround around habeas corpus and posse comitatus and all that, it's pretty hot right now. I mean, if you're interested, maybe we could hit some of that.
Well, let's go over that, because I think that's really what we want to
it's
talk
really
about.
It's really kind of the deal, isn't it?
And, of course, the thing is, why would they pass these pieces of legislation that even Liberal Senator Patrick Leahy says this encourages the president to declare a military dictatorship? Ladies and gentlemen, military dictatorship is dictatorship. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. You know, basically, but you know, around October 21, you know, we see the controversy then about the Military Commissions Act of 2006, and then you look at the fine print, and you know, maybe we should go over the fact before we get into that, that habeas corpus, here's the deal, folks, let me go right to the heart of the thing. Habeas corpus is a basic individual right against arbitrary arrest and imprisonment. You're all with me on that, right?
Right.
That's the thing. I mean, it goes all the way back 8 centuries to the Magna Carta in England. And, of course, William Blackstone, the celebrated conservative lawmaker, called habeas corpus the most celebrated writ in English law. It's the one thing, it's the final barrier that keeps you from Big Brother. It's the thing that by the time Orwell had written 1984 and Winston was under continual surveillance. I mean, and of course, the thing that blows my mind is that Orwell wrote that book in 1948. It's an anagram, 1984. It's a reversal of the numbers. Way before microchips and computers and the RFID chip and the thing that you were talking about a minute ago, Stanley, this ability of the FBI to listen through cell phones. And yet, folks, I mean, the great thing about 1984, this is how prescient it was. It's really hit the nail on the head about...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here with Tal Brook.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN Eco-Goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure. Available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Talbrook from the Spiritual Counterfeit Project. We're talking about the Military Commission Act. We're talking about the right of habeas corpus, which has been around for 8 centuries, but, well, George Bush didn't think that was really so important, so he just simply eliminated it overnight, with the stroke of a pen. And where is the outcry from the American people? Go ahead.
Well, you know, that's the thing. I mean, the habeas corpus, you know, really is a writ alleging that an individual has been unlawfully detained, and it really orders the official custody of the individual for them to bring that person to court for a judge to decide whether he's guilty or not. But beyond that, it's the accepted right of all of us against arbitrary arrest and imprisonment. That's the thing to remember. And that is the huge wall that is protecting, had been protecting us from a tyranny. And I suppose Bush's view of that right is the same. I'm not going to swear on the radio, but his view of the Constitution was to call it a GD piece of paper. It's just a piece of paper. How this guy ever got into the White House, he's not a conservative, he's a New World Order kind of guy. And I don't think an invasion by an exterior army could have wrecked America as much as we've lost out of the Treasury in this arbitrary preemptive war, but even worse than that, in this so-called war on terror. And you remember our journal, it's the War on Freedom, really. Under the thinnest excuse of terrorism. I mean, we're talking even in Iraq, medieval technology that could never cross the Gulf for us. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then using that as an excuse for the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, you mentioned last time John Warner's thing, but the bottom line, folks, listen to me, this is like the Hope Diamond for us. Habeas corpus, folks, once it's gone, on the flimsiest excuse, they can slam you in the slammer. And this is true when they pass the hate crimes law, which has been up for review and defeated under the last three times, but they keep trying to, and it gets closer and closer, and they're going to try to pass this thing again. And I tell you what, then they can really put you in the slammer. Gone is freedom of speech, frankly. Well, and you say something that some minority group doesn't like, and they can imprison you.
Well, now, Tal, let's go over this habeas corpus, because at least according to Alberto Gonzalez, this is only for aliens. It's not for American citizens, and they guarantee it's only for aliens.
Well, okay, I guess we need to go through that thing. Let's look at the Military Commissions Act. Now, here's the tricky thing about it. Let me say this to everyone listening. Hey, every one of you listening to me, I'd say 95%, has gotten a Visa or a MasterCard, and you remember that piece of paper that comes with it that's about 12 to 15 pages long, and it's six-point type. Okay, you need a magnifying glass to read. All right, let me ask you honestly. Now, listen to me now. How many of you go over that with a fine-tooth comb like an attorney? And you need to be a lawyer to understand it anyway. The answer is almost none of you. Okay? Okay. Hang with me now. The Military Commissions Act changes its language by the time you get on page 30. It's got 38 pages of legalese. Are you going to read it? Probably not. Now, Stanley, you made the killer point. The killer point, people say, oh, that's okay. It just applies to aliens. Well, it really isn't okay, because the way America is set up, you don't have two classes of people anyway. aliens should never come in here. If they come in here, you get them out immediately, for one thing, illegal aliens. What does no one understand about the word illegal? Let me keep going. Now, the skull crusher here is that they change the name, unlawful enemy combatant. Ghost, now listen to me. What's an unlawful enemy combatant? Okay, they redefine it. Remember, for a while it said, is an alien. Okay. By the time we get to section 948A, then we learn they changed the language. What's an enemy combatant? A person. Quote, unquote. Any person. Anyone, anywhere. So the definitions that began describing an alien changes. Now, they first call an alien a person who's not a citizen of the United States. But pretty soon, the act changes. So that then you can apply it to citizens. You're with me now, aren't you?
Well, I'm with you, and I think it's so important that you have to understand that government officials lie, and Alberto Gonzalez says, why, this is only for aliens. Well, Alberto Gonzalez also says that torture isn't torture, that the Geneva Convention wouldn't apply to members of the Taliban, because after all, there wasn't any Taliban around when they wrote the Geneva Convention. He's a lawyer, and you know how you can tell when a lawyer is lying.
Yeah, I mean, they do it all the time. And so basically, on page 31, let me tell you what now defines, and you're with me, right?
Right.
An enemy combatant providing material support for terrorism, one way or another. You can give to a non-profit organization that the FBI later finds out is connected to terrorism, and because you innocently send in a check, they can actually arrest you for providing material support for terrorism. Now, remember, by then in this law, it applies not just to an alien, but any person. applying material support.
And, of course, the thing is that what would be support for the enemy being critical of our government and saying that maybe this war on terrorism is phony?
Yeah.
And well, that would be giving support to the enemy. Certainly, we would begin to undermine confidence in the government. And yet,
yes, that would come under, actually, Section 2339, Section 26, I'm sorry, wrongfully aiding the enemy.
Right.
Okay, and that could be speech. You got it. That's Section 26. Aiding the enemy. Any person subject to this chapter who in breach of an allegiance or duty, listen to this, any person, now follow me at this point, any person. Doesn't say an alien. Let me wrongfully aiding the enemy. Any person subject to this chapter who in breach of an allegiance or duty to the United States knowingly and intentionally aids an enemy of the United States or one of the co-belligerents shall be punished as a military commission under this chapter. Okay, all right. Hang with me. The only people in the world who can commit a breach of allegiance or duty to the United States are U.S. citizens. You see what they've done? We're the only ones who have such an allegiance or duty. Not an alien, but a U.S. citizen. Okay, if a U.S. citizen falls under the Military Commissions Act, then gone is habeas corpus. Are you with me? They
Amen
can then jail you. You have no appeal. You can't go to a lawyer. They will appoint the lawyer. Oh, man, there's a whole bunch of these things.
Well, I think the most frightening thing is, though, that they have basically taken this out of the venue of the courts. They have applied Article 3, Section 2. It said the courts cannot intervene in this. No judge, no jury, no court can intervene having anything to do with the Military Commission Act.
Yeah, you,
that's
right,
what's
here,
so frightening.
Here it is. You do not have the right to hire your own lawyer. The military appoints one of their lawyers for you.
And you know what will happen to any attorney who represents you and gets you off? That's the end of his military career.
That's exactly right.
And,
okay. So you can't hire an attorney. Let's see.
Well, I mean,
they've got their own attorney. You can, now here's the other thing now, in terms of coercion, they're allowed to coerce you, that means tortured, by the way, into supplying statements or evidence, okay?
Well, not only that, but they can use evidence obtained by torturing somebody else against you.
Yeah.
In other words, they can use, if somebody is tortured until they say something about you, why, that evidence is admissible in court.
That's right.
In no court has this ever been admissible until we got George Bush as president.
That's right. And it's an outright assault of the Constitution that this new law says that all evidence is admissible no matter how it was obtained, even if it was obtained without a search warrant or by torture. Well, I mean, I think people know that with torture, if the pain level is enough, people will say anything to end the pain. That's why in the Geneva Convention, they don't allow it. Okay?
And, of course, what we've effectively done is gutted the Geneva Convention. Now, and by doing that, we leave our own soldiers open to that. But now, basically, this can be used against American citizens.
That's right. So, to briefly recap, you can be arrested and jailed indefinitely without being charged or tried. You do not have the right to remain silent. Okay, you don't have the right to remain silent. You get one of their lawyers, not your own. Okay, you're with me on that one. You can be tortured. Okay? Government can search and seize without a search warrant, and evidence obtained without that search warrant is admissible in these military commission trials. So, I mean, this is where we are so far.
And not only that, but they can use hearsay evidence against you. It would never admissible in a court of law. But these are not court of laws. They're kangaroo courts aimed at locking up American citizens. And is that maybe why they're giving all that money to Halliburton these days? We'll be right back with Tal Brook.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and go right ahead, tell us. Is there anything else we should talk about with the Military Commission Act? Tall? Tall, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a list. Yeah, I mean, we've gone to the quick shifting. All right, this is a sleight of hand where it says aliens for a while, and then they redefined it so it could be any citizen in the country. And then you get a long list of offenses, and then anything is up for grabs. I mean, can I mention some of them?
Sure, go right ahead.
Murder of protected persons, okay? And then you have to define what a protected person is. Attacking civilians. That can be anyone. Well, what do they mean by attacking? Attacking civilian objects is number three. Attacking protected property. Gosh, I mean, any person subject to this chapter who intentionally engages in attack upon protected property shall be punished as a... Now, okay, what happens? Imagine the Kent State riots. Imagine the Pentagon March, you know, 30 years ago. Look, if one of those guys had taken a chalk mark and put a symbol on the wall under the Military Commissions Act, you know where I'm going with this thing. He's just attacked protected property. Then he has no habeas corpus. They arrest him, and that's it. Pillaging. Denying quarter.
What is denying quarter? What is he talking about?
Well, they define as any person subject to this chapter who, with effective command or control over subordinate groups, declares orders or otherwise indicates to those groups that there shall be no survivors or surrender accepted with the intent to threaten. This is legalese, an adversary or to conduct hostilities since there would be no survivors. Yeah, basically, that's it. Taking hostages. All right, now what you see happening, whether in banks or airlines, that can be, you know, your own child. The court has wrongfully given it to your wife who's living with a gay lover. You grab the child and now you're taking a hostage. You know what I'm saying? Employing poison or similar weapons. Using protected persons as a shield. Using protected property as a shield. Offense, torture, severe mental pain that you're causing. Cruel or inhuman treatment of someone else. I mean,
no, it's all right for them to torture. We can't have other people torturing.
That's correct.
Right. Well, that sounds fair.
Intentionally causing serious bodily injury. Okay. I mean, then you go to the playground of a bunch of third graders and you can arrest them, or neighbors have it out in the front yard and then you arrest them.
A tall, well, founding fathers feared the federal government. They did not want the federal government to have anything to do with any individual. They were to take care of affairs between the states, but never to have anything to do with individuals. If you read the Federalist Papers, as I know you have, 45 says, you know, matters dealing with life, liberty, and property are all to be dealt with at the state level. It was never to be dealt with at the federal level. But those people want the dictatorship.
Have the federal trumping the state. And then they have such... Number 17, using treachery or perfidy. You know. Here's one. Improperly using a flag of truce. I mean, my gosh. Improperly using a distinctive emblem. Let's keep going. Improperly using a distinctive emblem. They can arrest you and define you as an enemy combatant if you improperly use a distinctive emblem. Okay, intentionally mistreating a dead body. Rape. Rape is another one. Sexual assault or abuse. Okay, they're beginning to go through a wide range of crimes where... You don't have habeas corpus. They can put you in the slammer. They can do anything they want with you.
But you see, these have never before been for federal crimes. But now suddenly all of these can potentially federal crimes.
Okay. The last one in the list, number 24, is terrorism.
That's probably the least important because this whole terrorist scam is basically a scam. If there was really a terrorist threat...
Number 24... I mean, that's quite a list. I mean, if you notice, again, terrorism is the final offense that the Military Commissions Act would deal with. Now, since we already have criminal statutes on the books to handle any such criminal acts by citizens, why include them in this new law unless, Stanley, they intend to shift a whole new slew of violent criminals into this new Military Commissions Act?
Well, that works very efficiently. They don't get a chance to defend themselves. No right of habeas corpus. You can just lock them up. They're probably guilty anyway. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, that could be you or someone you love. We'll be right back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
It's a fact.
You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time. And that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle. And using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Tal Brook, and we're talking about the Military Commission Act. And Tal, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, how they can get a copy of that great new publication you put out.
The latest journal that we did, it's a 76-pager. Yeah, people are ordering it, by the way, in the tens when they phone us and on our webpage. The title of it is From Liberty to Leviathan, The War on Freedom. It's all you need. And the phone number to get that in some of my books and other stuff that we do, the phone number is 510, Berkeley, California, 540-0300. 510-540-0300. To get on our webpage where we have a secure shopping cart, it's www.scp, Sam Cat Peter, scp-inc, that stands for incorporated, .org.
And that's Spiritual Counterfeit Project, Incorporated.
But that's not in the web thing.
Right.
If you want to get us on the web, you put www.scp-inc.org. And the SCP does stand for Spiritual Counterfeits Project. You could probably do a search in Google and get us. And we've got prior journals, Stanley, you've read, but this is really hot. This is up to date. It actually deals with the Military Commissions Act and John Warner's latest thing that you and I've talked about. and all that stuff. And it, they also sell my book, One World, that deals with the whole move towards the New World Order. And it's got about 240 pictures and graphs and some pretty hot material, according to people who've read it. So that's the deal there. But let me just wind down on the Military Commissions Act. Stanley, anyone who is actually declared to be an enemy combatant, here we go, has no way to appeal or fight such a designation, none at all. Was that true in the old America during the days of honor when we really believed in our Constitution?
Well, we have
remember,
people.
Any citizen who does any of the 24 things that I listed can be redefined as an enemy combatant. And listen to this. Under 948D, the jurisdiction of military commissions, any such designation that you're an enemy combatant, here's the word they use, is dispositive. What's that mean? That means the issue is disposed of, period, the end. You can't appeal.
And now, of course, what we're doing is looking to the military,
yep,
to its control, the people of this country. And this is the one thing that our founding fathers feared. They feared a strong military.
Posse comitatus, and they're not supposed to do that. And Bush doesn't give a rip because no one really knows who Bush is. I mean, this is tyranny. This is absolute despotism. Just the one act that was recently signed.
Right.
And our forefathers forcibly and violently overthrew the government of King George III in 1776 because citizens were treated like this. I guess the thing that disturbs me is that most of the nation is drunk in front of the TV. We're a nation of couch potatoes and cowards. And we have a very limp hold on all our rights. And then so you get guys like our great forefathers who spill their blood to have this sort of freedom. And we're just letting it go like it was a potato chip. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me open up our lines here. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for Tal, because he's really gone into this at great length, 1-800-259-5791. The one thing we did not mention about the Military Commission Act is that for the first time in all history, we have an ex post facto retroactive law. If you've tortured somebody, that's perfectly all right. You cannot be convicted that you did something before they legalized it. I mean, that's the most incredible thing in the world.
Yeah, and that goes with a lot of the things that they mention there.
And remember, the president said, we do not approve of torture. We would never approve of torture. Now, it's perfectly all right to torture. And anybody who's done it, we're going to let you off the hook. I mean, how can you believe a word that this man says?
No, you can't. I think it'll probably be a long time till they really discover who he is, but he is no conservative. I mean, the reality is that the neoconservative movement has really trumped conservatives. And what has happened in a 30-year period is that conservative philanthropic foundations, print media, conservative think tanks, etc., have really been taken over by neoconservatives. And the neoconservative, what that word means is a new conservative. However, there's nothing new at all about neoconservatives. It's a misnomer, the first rank, because neoconservatives believes that the U.S. can deracinate other countries. That means forcibly displace, like we're doing in Afghanistan and Iraq, foreign cultures, and remake these foreign countries in America's image. I mean, true conservatives, and you know this, Stanley, following Edmund Burke, do not believe that a country can be shorn of its social, political, and economic and cultural ways by military intervention, even from America, to restore these people from the ashes. And you can't do that with Islam. I mean, the Jacobins of the French Revolution were going to transform not just France, but Europe. But nothing ever happened. I mean, despite the abolition of feudalism, despite the fact that they used the guillotine and whacked people's heads off, the big experiment lasted two decades and it didn't work. The Bolsheviks were going to transform Russia in the rest of the world. Now, 75 years later, after the Communist Party, we see Russia changing its colors. It didn't work. Same with Mao in China. And all these things have been factories of eating up human bodies and lives. To do the great transformation, it never happened.
Well, I think what's happening, rather than us transforming other countries, this country is being transformed, and we're moving rapidly from freedom to fascism. And
that's it.
Right now we have Mary calling from Michigan.
Okay.
Hi, Mary. How are you doing? Mary, are you there?
Hello?
Hello. Go ahead.
I'm here. Oh, I just like to say I agree with everything that Tom Brooke is saying, and that my son tried to use a habeas corpus.
Oh, wow.
The day apparently the day before it had been
been suspended. Well, why was he trying to use it? What was the charge against him?
He was put in jail for using UCC documents. So
well, perhaps you can call me off the air and tell me a little bit more about it so we could get all the details, and you're welcome to call after the program, and we'll be glad to talk to you about that. But certainly, I think
what she's saying is the new paradigm that you and I are talking about. Her son was probably arrested, you know, and being held without appeal at this point. That's what it sounds like.
Okay, anything else you want to say, Mary, before we let you go? I guess we lost Mary. Well, okay. My telephone number again is 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let's just touch on the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act.
You know more about it than I do. Go ahead and lay that one out.
Well, basically, what this does, it does away with the whole idea of the Posse Comitatus law. It allows the president to use the military against American citizens in total violation of our customs and certainly the desires of the American people. It allows the president to, in the case of a national emergency, and of course he's the one who decides whether there's a national emergency, it could be an epidemic, it could be a civil disturbance, it could be some sort of an attack on America, it could be a natural disaster. Any time the president wants to declare martial law in America, he can. And that was what offended Senator Patrick Leahy from Vermont, saying, you know, that there's certainly this encourages the president to declare martial law. Now, once he's declared martial law, then, of course, he can come into your state, and he can take your National Guard without the permission of your governor or the duly elected representatives and begin to use those in a military fashion against the public. The problem with all of these things is you should never use the military against the American public because the military is not taught and trained for police work and crowd control. They're taught to kill. And we saw that with exactly what happened at Kent State during the Vietnam War, where you took a number of National Guardsmen with high-powered rifles, and you marched them up and down, you know, wearing gas masks and surrounded by kids or throwing stones at them. And what do? They kill them. Now, if you'd wanted crowd control, you could have had, you know, a tear gas, you could have had rubber bullets, you could have had, you know, shotguns but loaded with birdshot. They use those military people to kill the students, and you don't think that they'd do it again? They got away with it one time.
And I think we saw that in Waco as well, in some early preview, didn't we?
Well, I think most people don't know that they brought in special forces units. They brought in special forces to help. We have a video where actually two people who talked to the special forces units that were sent in to kill the women and children. But it was all right because they did it with the permission of the president and the military and, of course, the Attorney General, Janet Reno. But we could never let the American people know that, so they had to make everybody believe that they all committed suicide. All shucks, they just all committed suicide, all with a bullet in the back of their head.
Unbelievable. And I mean, that was the thing. One of the truly alarming things about Waco was that precedent. And now that Warner has pushed this law, that is correct, folks. The government can turn the military against the civilians, and then man, they can come in there blazing in Cobra helicopters. It doesn't matter what you've got. They can come in there, and there's a whole new group of weapons, but I've got that in another file. This thing that can shoot thousands of rounds a second, the new lasers, the new electric neurological stun guns. They're a whole bunch of goodies. They can turn on citizens.
Well, I really think, Tal, as I look and see what's happening, they're expecting civil unrest here, whether it'll be because, you know, of an epidemic that they have created, whether it'll be the coming financial collapse of this country, whether it'll be the racial strife. They're doing everything they can to generate. But they want turmoil so that they can declare their dictatorship because these people have a different worldview.
Yeah, and once they get rid of all the few people with guts who are willing to fight, then they're going to have the couch potatoes and the mushballs, and these people will bend with a whisper.
I'm afraid they're an awful lot of Americans.
I mean, that was one of the points of 1984. You remember, Winston was the autonomous individual who dared differ from the state. And there are fewer and fewer real individuals. I mean, you, of course, you study early American history around the time, you know, right before the American Revolution, and you had the patriots riding around on horses and gathering together and forming, you know, groups to take on the British. I mean, they were willing to risk their lives. I don't think you're going to find people today, many of them, willing to do this.
Tall,
I mean,
you know,
much more willing to passively follow orders in Iraq and die under a bullet than protest for a second. Isn't that weird?
Well, I'll tell you what, the one explanation for it is if you measure the testosterone levels of the American male,
that's
over the last 30 years, it's fallen by 50%. I wonder why that would be. I wonder why the sperm counts are down so dramatically.
Well, you know, and they theorize it could be electromagnetic forces, it could be chemicals in the water. I mean, there's so many areas we've breached nature.
Well, we know it's the chemicals in the water that they're intensely putting in, and that's the reason they're putting them in. And where is the outcry? We've got the documentation on this.
That's
the relationship between water fluoridation and the lower testosterone and the lower sperm count and the lower fertility rates. And where is the outcry? And people say, it just couldn't be true. I don't want to hear about it. My mind is made up.
That's naive trust of the government again. And the more I look at, you know, of course, I have carbon filters for my water, and I'm at the point now where I actually distill it. But you learn about the fluorine and the chlorine, and then there's a phosphor compound. You get all you triangulate these, and you're a medical doctor, you're a chemist. That there's some other compounds that link along that do all kinds of damage, and no wonder the cancer rate is going up, the testosterone level has plummeted. Which is very interesting because you have men that are less male. Supposedly.
That's right, and they don't want men with hair on their chest. They want men who will be subservient and go along and sit on the couch and watch somebody else play a tackle football, but they wouldn't be out there themselves risking their lives or their bodies. And most of them would be quite willing to accept a dictatorship as long as they can have their nice home and nice car. They don't understand. If you're not willing to fight for your freedom, you're going to lose everything.
It's going to be taken, and then you open your yap and say something that the power elite doesn't like. And one day it's going to be, can I say the Lord's Prayer? No, shut your mouth.
And I think that people have to know that they're collecting dossiers on every American. I simply go up on the Internet, type in Dharma and Total Information Awareness Project.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the government has said that Congress has said you can't do that. But these people within the military
know. They're doing it anyway because they feel they're above the law. And
it goes
back to the Eyes Wide Shut crowd that I talk about. I guess I get, in my book, One World, I go into the mental state of some of these people. Certainly in being part of the Eyes Wide Shut crowd. I mean, some of them are crypto-Luciferians, and you pointed out in your Brotherhood as well, your Brotherhood book,
right?
Brotherhood of Darkness. It's the same crowd, but this is deeper than what we're talking about. At least, and I'm talking about the physical evidences of what's happening here, it substantiates what you and I have both written about on a much deeper level.
Well,
and these things are not happening by accident, whether it's the Testosterone or the Military Commissions Act or the Patriot Act, which is a horror story. That's another one, of which only one member of Congress ever read it. The rest passed it, and you know who that guy is.
Who
read
that?
It and who didn't go the way? Ron Paul.
Oh, okay, well, because that would be my first guess.
Ron Paul.
Right. Anyway, our telephone number, we're out of time. I want you to get your telephone number off one more time.
Okay,
so people can get touch with you.
510-540-0300.
One more time.
510-540-0300. You can get us and get our web stuff, anything, by calling that number.
And Tal's information is great. You're not going to find better information than you will at the Spiritual Counterfeits Project, www.scp-inc.com.
.org.
Okay, God bless. Thanks so much, Tal.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Genesis Communication Network. We do carry Tal Brooks' book, One World, and his second book, The Avatar of Night, where he tells about his experience as the disciple of Sai Baba. It's a fascinating story about Tal's search for the meaning of life and, of course, finding it with a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you'd like to get his book, Avatar of Night, or One World, they're both available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. To begin to put this whole Luciferian movement into perspective, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or our VHS or DVD, The Brotherhood of Darkness, to really see how this all fits together. There is a Luciferian movement. It's controlled by some of the richest and most powerful men in America today. You need to read my August and September newsletters and my October newsletter. They're all up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. Let me suggest Ted Flynn's excellent book, Hope of the Wicked. That's Hope of the Wicked. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will certainly get the four tape sets we have. We have a secret government four tape set. We have a secret society's four tape set. We have a secret government special that will give you an overview of the secret societies and the Luciferian organizations. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really is an Illuminati out there. How do I know? Because I read books like the Foster Bailey's book on the secrets of Masonry. And basically he talks about the Illuminati there, and we'll be glad to send you the pages from his book if you'd like to check this out. I guess the book is titled The Spirit of Masonry. You really need to get the excellent DVD that was done, certainly by our good friend Michael Kaufman, World Events and Prophecy, to see how they're poisoning you and your children. We've got some great new DVDs. We've got two new DVDs on one of his on water fluoridation. It's called Let the Truth Be Told. We have an older DVD on water fluoridation. Is your drinking water safe? Then we got two great new DVDs on how they're poisoning our children and our older people as well. One of those is called the Smoking Truth Goes Into the Background of Mercury. And, of course, the other one... it has to do with thimerosal. You can get those two. They're all available if you want to get all four of them. We'll give you $10 off the price. Excellent information that you can utilize once we can get the American people to realize that we're being poisoned, and that this is really, in part, why we have the lower testosterone level. If you want the documentation on the testosterone level, you need to get my talk on the hidden agenda. That's available on VHS, The Hidden Agenda. And then, of course, you can get the syllabus that goes with that. That's The Hidden Agenda, and then the syllabus that goes with it. And you'll actually see the abstracts of the articles from the Journal on Fluoride, which I have permission to reproduce. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. They're poisoning you, but don't you worry. Now we've got Viagra to take care of the fact that so many men have erectile dysfunction and really can't function sexually any longer. They're poisoning the American people, and you've got to help us get the information out, because nobody else is going to tell you these things. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. Now, I do want to mention that right now we do have some very real financial problems, and if you're out there and you're in a position to help us, we'd certainly appreciate it. I would like, of course, to end up the year not being too far in the hole, and to maintain our shortwave and radio and Internet and satellite hookups, which we have, and we've got a great network now, but we would hate to lose any of it. So if you can possibly help us, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, or you can write to us at Post Office Box 969 in Soquel. That's Post Office Box 969 in Soquel, California, 95073. That's 95073. Or just call us at 1-800-544-8927. If you can help, we'll appreciate it. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals, or foul tastes. And
you're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening. You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. The head of the U.S. military operations in Iraq says getting a big number of American combat troops out of Iraq by early 2008 is possible. Sagar Magani is at the Pentagon.
That's one of the recommendations in the Iraq Study Group report, and Lieutenant General Peter Corelli says it could happen with a caveat. First, Iraq needs to meet specific goals towards setting up a unified government.
If, in fact, we have interim steps that are agreed upon with timelines that basically move us toward reconciliation.
Corelli told reporters here via link from Baghdad there's no question the U.S. is winning the military part of the battle in Iraq, but admits it's not making fast